Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Well, that was a complete and unmitigated disaster for the Democrats.
You know, they won't admit it. The media won't admit it, but it's pretty obvious.
Yeah, we're going to get into the media won't admit it part because it's pretty stunning. I mean, just they're in flat out lie mode this morning to cover up what happened yesterday. Here's all you need to know. It's if you watched any of it, it sounds very complicated. It's not. It's very simple. Every witness who testified yesterday in impeachment said there was no bribery,
right,
extortion, or quid pro quo.
Yep, not in those exact words, but that's what was said.
But yeah, actually, it was in those exact words.
Well, some of them.
Well,
said
yeah,
that, yes.
I've got the audio of it, and literally, I can cover the whole thing. There were a lot of feelings.
Yeah, and like I've
Vindman
been saying,
feels threatened, and he might need the army to protect him.
Yeah, right.
Well, that, you know, he's a drama queen. And that's fascinating and all, but I mean, like, you know, on the impeachment, like on the thing. Okay, where is the bar today?
No.
Because Pelosi keeps moving the goalpost. Okay, so the most recent goalpost was bribery, right? That's what we're looking at, says Pelosi.
You used the term bribery.
I was translating from the Latin. That was in the context of e pluribus unum from any one, and so I said from any one. Quid pro quo, bribery. Yeah, that's what that is.
Mm-hmm. So, but do you expect that to be one of the articles?
I have no idea. But there's not even a decision made.
Okay, so bribery. Last week it was quid pro quo.
Gosh, that is just so incoherent.
Yeah, and see, well, because you know, remember, it leaked out, the Democrats focus grouped it, and nobody got quid pro quo. They didn't think that was impeachable and weren't very impressed by it. So they went with bribery now? This week, I mean, as opposed to last week. So, okay, we'll go with bribery. Let's go ahead and go with bribery. Let's start in the morning with witnesses Jennifer Williams and Alex Vindman.
You've never used the word bribery or bribe to explain President Trump's conduct, correct?
No, sir.
Colonel Vindman, you haven't either.
That is correct.
Huh. How'd the afternoon go? Did it go any better? Republicans zeroed in on the withheld aid. How'd that go?
In the afternoon, more key testimony from Special Envoy Kurt Volker, the point man leading Ukrainian policy for the U.S., and NSC staffer Tim Morrison. Again, Republicans zeroing in, this time on the withheld aid.
The President of the United States ever say to you that he was not going to allow aid for the United States to go to the Ukraine unless there were investigations into Burisma, the Bidens, or the 2016 elections?
No, he did not.
Pretty much, Ambassador Volker, you just like took apart their entire case. Aren't you the official channel?
That is correct.
Huh. Well, so like, let's get real specific here on that.
Ambassador Volker, you have a storied career, and you were the special envoy to Ukraine.
That is correct.
Did anyone at the White House ever ask you to bribe or extort anything out of anyone at any time?
No, sir.
Thank you.
All right. So were there any doubts like left?
Mr. Morrison, I'll start with you. Did anyone ever ask you to bribe or extort anyone at any time during your time in the White House?
No, sir.
And you were the top person for Ukraine in the White House, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so that's all four witnesses. Mm-hmm. What else they got? I mean, even the now never trumping Fox News Channel. Okay, here's the headline yesterday. Morrison Volker undercut claims of quid pro quo, bribery, and cover-up in pivotal day of testimony. This was why Trump yesterday was saying this is a great day for America. I mean, honestly, that we're done here. That's it. That's all you need to know. I'm sorry some people got their feelings hurt. I'm sorry Vindman doesn't like Trump. You know, that's something he can get counseling for. But honest to God, we got nothing here. Even Vindman agreed. No bribery, no quid pro quo, nada más. They got nothing.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, like, What if we were to deep dive in? Like, what if we were to get really deep in this?
Mr. Morrison, you were on that call, and there was no mention of withholding aid on the call, correct?
That's correct, Councilman.
And there was no quid pro quo, correct?
Correct.
No bribery?
Correct.
No extortion?
Correct.
And Ambassador Volker, I presume you got a readout of the call, is that correct?
Very terse readout, but yes.
In this tertiary readout of the call, Ambassador, from the U.S. participants, was there any reference to withholding aid?
No, there was not.
Any reference to bribery?
No, there was not.
Any reference to quid pro quo?
No, there was not.
Any reference to extortion?
No, there was not.
And I presume you also got feedback from your Ukrainian counterparts as to how the call went. Did they mention the withholding of aid?
No, they did not.
Did they mention any quid pro quo?
No, they did not.
And did they mention any bribery?
No, they did not.
And in fact, the day after the call, you met with President Zelensky. This would be on July 26th.
That's correct.
And in that meeting, he made no mention of quid pro quo.
No.
He made no mention of withholding the aid.
No.
He made no mention of bribery.
No.
So the fact is the Ukrainians were not even aware of this hold on aid. Is that correct?
That's correct.
And in the coming weeks, you were in touch with Ukrainians as part of your official duties. And this included talking to Ukrainians over the phone, in person, on text. And the Ukrainians never brought up an investigation into the Bidens. Is that correct?
That's correct.
They never brought up the withholding of the aid.
That's correct.
They never brought up quid pro quo or bribery.
Let me bring up the aid. They did bring that up after the political article appeared on the
29th. I'm going to get to that. But until the political article,
then, no.
They did not bring it up.
Honest to God, Lee, what's left?
There is nothing left. And this as you've called it, is a sham impeachment. And this just, I mean, it's just sad that this segment is not what the New York Times is talking about. It's not what MSNBC is talking about. It's not what CNN's talking about. This shoots down the whole thing, period. I mean, the very people who had direct contact with the Ukrainians, who had either secondary or primary contact with the president regarding this phone call, have all said none of this that you're claiming happened. That's it. There's no evidence. It didn't happen. And once again, Democrats are trying to go after the president on something about their getting their feelings hurt and trying to misinterpret and misrepresent what has gone on and what has been done.
But what if we went a little wider than the phone call? I mean, like, what if we looked at every single page of testimony, every word, every question, all of it? Like, what if we were to look at all of that and try to find Nancy Pelosi's bribery? Well, Representative John Ratliff did that. He stacked, and it went up for about 3.5 feet tall, every single transcript so far from the whole sham impeachment. And he had searched them with text search for the word bribery. How did that work out?
The number of times witnesses have used the word bribery or bribe to describe President Trump's conduct in the last 6 weeks of this inquiry is zero. In fact, in these 3,500 pages of sworn deposition testimony and just these 10 transcripts released thus far, the word bribery appears in these 3,500 pages exactly one time. And ironically, it appears not in a description of President Trump's alleged conduct. It appears in a description of Vice President Biden's alleged conduct.
Come on, man.
So how do you cover for this if you're the media? I just put a Vindman just to get a sample of this. And this is what the media is doing. They're lying. Watch Vindman. Here's the headlines. Watch Vindman correct Nunes during impeachment hearing. Here's another one from The Hill. Applause breaks out after Vindman says he's not worried about testifying, you know, because his life is allegedly under threat. Here's another one. Vindman's answer draws applause at impeachment hearing. These are the headlines. Vindman, in the country that I served, right matters. Well, that's awesome and all, y'all. But is any of this I just played for you in the headlines?
Well, I don't know what Vindman's worried about because he hasn't said anything bad about the Clintons so far that we know about.
Yeah, you ought to be perfectly safe.
Exactly.
I can't imagine.
Really?
Yeah. So that's just a sample. Vindman worried for his life. Vindman afraid. Okay, well, that's awesome. But did anybody confirm any of the impeachment charges yesterday? Bribery, extortion, quid pro quo. No, they all denied it. Would you know that by reading any of these headlines?
No, of course not.
And that's, no, you wouldn't.
That's what they planned.
Yeah. It's a big farce. It's a big misdirect.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.